Good evening, and you're on and listening to Miss One Infinity to None. Thank you for tuning in. My topic tonight is going to be when to let go. When is the right time to continue to hold on, and when is the right time to completely let go? Well, it's like this. I talked to one of my friends earlier tonight, and I was like chatting with him and letting him know that I had this special someone, which I call my BFF, in my life. And it was like he was always giving me the cold shoulder. I would ask him, when can we talk? He had got to the point where I need to make appointments. But then when I ask him, me being crazy, so when can I get an appointment? His answer, well, he will have to look on his calendar. So I was talking to a friend of mine, which happens to be a male, who's been my friend for a while. He's married, so that's the reason I asked him. That way I won't have to worry about anyone being partial or anybody, any of my other male friends that may have feelings or have feelings for me that they're hiding. So I was telling him, you know, some of the things that I've been going through with my BFF, because he was my friend way before we became anything else. And we've been knowing each other for years. I mean, 20 plus years. And so he was just telling me that, you know, because I asked my BFF, like, when are we going to get together and different things? Or do he prefer me not to contact him anymore? And his answer was, he didn't say that. So my friend that's married, happily married, was telling me to just go ahead and move on. He's telling me that, you know, you're way too intelligent, you're beautiful, and there's plenty of guys out there that would love you to entertain you, you know, and I get that. So I want to share that with you guys. I am going to move on. Not completely like letting go of everything, because the friendship is always going to be there, but I'm going to move on, you know, and because I realize that what we had is not, or what I want is not what he want. And so if you guys have any details, or any, should I say, any input, not details, any input, I'll be more than glad to listen to you. I want to share that with you and, you know, let you know that this is real life stuff. You know, you can't have a BFF that may turn into your lover and things don't work out, and it can cause, maybe hardship on the relationship, should I say? So, I don't know. Let me know your thoughts, your opinions, and as always, your thoughts, your opinions, and always your fantasies. Hopefully, this will be the last time that I'll be on my podcast by myself. I will be interviewing people on my podcast, so I hope that you guys will tune in to listen to Miss One Infinity to None, so that I can blow up one day and be very big and you guys can see me in person. I also want to video, have a big video so that you guys can see me in person. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. Be blessed. And as I should always say, I thank God for allowing me this opportunity to be on my podcast to share this with you guys. Always keep God first in your life. Always know that you are somebody, and whatever you want to be in life, you can be. Love you and have a great evening.